Dear friends, when I first came to Australia, I was surprised to learn that many people in my parish didn't know their neighbors. One of the reasons was that the people liked to change their homes often. Of course, there were many different reasons why they were moving from one place to another. A new job, the needs of the family changed, and so they didn't have enough time to get to know their neighbors. This Sunday, we are invited to reflect upon the following question: who is my neighbor? Think for a moment about your neighbors. Do you know them? How often do you see them? Have you ever had a chance to invite them for a coffee? Do you trust them? Do you argue with them? Sometimes there is a language barrier between people and clear communication is difficult. Maybe we can make an extra effort in trying to understand those who came from other countries. The other day, I had a conversation with a small group of people who told me that it was easier for them to avoid their neighbors because they didn't understand their accent. Some time ago, I watched a documentary about two neighbors who irritated each other and constantly annoyed each other. 2,000 years ago, it was the case between Jewish people and the Samaritans. They avoided each other as well. Some Jews used the term Samaritan as an insult. One of the reasons was that Samaritans had different ideas about the place of worship and the interpretation of the scripture. In today's gospel, Jesus told the parable about a man who was attacked while coming from Jerusalem. Surprisingly, the only one who helped him was a Samaritan traveler. Jesus was talking to a lawyer who thought that only people of his religion were his neighbors and worthy of help. The Lord wanted him to understand that it was essential to change his perception of how to gain eternal life. Jesus asked him to expand his concept of who was his neighbor. True neighbors helped not only their own, but the stranger. Australia is a multicultural society. As a foreigner, I feel very welcome in this country. It has become my community that I love. When I participate in different gatherings, not only connected to the church, I see the people of different races and color who have similar problems and joys as I have. No matter where we come from, we all need God in our lives. Let us remember that every human being is a beloved child of God for whom Jesus offered his life. So let us be enthusiastic about sharing the faith with others. Let us imitate the Good Samaritan and welcome everyone, even if it costs us. During one of his audiences, Pope Francis said, "Welcoming other Christians and showing hospitality to strangers, especially migrants, is an opportunity for unity and for sharing Christ's love." Let us choose to share that love with others, especially with our neighbors.